Why? So that we can withstand. I have here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 14, and we're looking at the forewarning here. The Word of God says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Amen. He's telling us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. So we find that first he has the winking, he to wink. We have, secondly, he gave us the word to warn us. And thirdly, to wipe, I'm looking at to wipe away our sins, to erase our past. And this speaks of the forgiveness. But one of the things about forgiveness, the prophet Hosea talked about it in Hosea 14 about confessing with your mouth. You know, the Bible says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But the confession I'm speaking about here is confessing when we're wrong, to admit that we're wrong. Amen. If I'm trying to justify what I did, I'm not really asking the Lord to forgive me, and I'm not repentant. If I'm blaming it on someone else, amen. If I say, well, it was their fault that caused me to do this, well, I'm still not asking for my forgiveness. I'm just passing the buck. And the prophet Hosea put it like this in Hosea, chapter 14, verse number 1, he said, "O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips." Amen. In other words, I've got to speak something. I'm going to say something. I'm going to confess my faults. You know, the Bible says that James, it says, confess your faults one to another, and the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In other words, when we're confessing, when we're wrong, we're not passing the buck. We're just admitting that we're wrong. And when we repent and ask for forgiveness, the Bible says, then he, to convert us, to change us, he removes it. And I love it the way that Luke writes in Acts chapter 3. It's a familiar scripture. We kind of talked about the times of refreshing a couple weeks ago. But he says in verse 19, he says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins be blotted out." When? When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. What is times of refreshing? I don't know about you, but when I'm spending time with the Lord and I'm worshiping him and I'm praising him, all of a sudden the Lord starts speaking to me, and he doesn't just pull out a bunch of inventory with me. He just hits one area. Amen. He shows me something that's not pleasing. And when he shows me something that's not pleasing, he's waiting for me to confess and ask forgiveness, and he'll help me walk away from it. And if I just lay it aside, the next time he's going to bring up the same thing, and the next time he's going to bring up the same thing, and the next time he's going to bring up the same thing until I release it, until I get past it, all right? So when the refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord, we have an opportunity to be totally refreshed, to come into the presence where we're not attacked by anybody in here. We have freedom in here, amen? We live in a world where there's all kinds of violence and ugly things going on, and we have the freedom in here to worship him, to magnify his name, and let Malachi preach out of the Old Testament. My prophet Malachi. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So he brings those things to correct in 2 Timothy 3. We know that the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy, says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for what? For doctrine. for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But he didn't, he started before he went into there, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So this word is inspired by God. So we find the forbearance, we find the forewarning, we find the forgiving, but God wants us not just to stop there, but to go into the fullness of God. Hallelujah. And you're not going to have that on your sheet. So write on your sheet on the bottom, the fullness. In Ephesians chapter 4, where the words where the Apostle Paul says he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for what? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Amen. And when I'm looking at that, what I see is the Lord, I don't know about you, but the Lord has been really forbearing with me. He's been long-suffering to me. Amen. And but he also tells us we're in the last days, and he's forewarning us not to keep what he's asking us to release. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but if we truly believe God's word, His word says he takes us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And we're being transformed into his image. Amen. And the more that we answer and respond to him, the more we become his image. Amen. But in the same light, understand with me that they were worshiping an unknown God. They had in the altar an unknown God in Acts chapter 17. And they were worshiping idols, and they were worshiping things that were not from the Father. Amen. And the Father says to us to be careful, be sensitive to what's from me and what's from the world. Amen. Because the world is a big imitator. You know, the devil is a deceiver. He's the artist of deception. Amen. You probably talk, if you've ever seen a magician, he's an artist. He can do tricks that makes it look really real. All right? Amen. But God says to you and I that he's has forbearance for you and I. He has forewarned us in his word. He's forgiven us our sins, and he wants us to walk and operate in his fullness. Amen. For in his fullness. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a little more of him and less of me. Amen. Anybody else besides me? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And you're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, I speak to the sound system upstairs. And I speak to our recording devices. I bind every weapon the enemy's formed against them in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that they'll operate and function like they were created. And I thank you for each and every one that's gathered here tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call that's upon each and every life, Father God. And Lord, I pray that you just bring blessings in supernatural ways, Father God, that you meet us right where we're at. And as you reveal things in our hearts and lives, Father God, may we be sensitive to your leading, Father God, as you reveal things to us, Father God. You said if we confess with our mouth, yeah, to open up the calves of our lips, Father God. And Lord Jesus, may we not hold on to the things that you're asking for us to release, but may we release them to you, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that when we ask you to forgive us, you remove our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that you've cleared the slate, Father God, as we repent, Father God. So Father, I praise you and give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.